Hey, we told you last week the DDA looking for artists, so they have some of their programs kicking back in for the spring and summer. So time to get Corey Mays on here, find out what's going on. Good morning, Corey.
Hey, Greg, how's it going?
Going good. Looks like you guys are trying to get things back up and rolling.
We are. We're planning a kind of a full slate of spring and summer and fall activities. We're really hopeful. I'm looking at the COVID numbers and all of the local and national media and frightened just like the rest of us, but we're optimistic that things are going to turn around and go in a better direction so we can have some summer events.
Yeah, what's first on your plate here?
Well, Mother's Day weekend, we have traditionally had an art walk. We're going to have that on Friday, May 7th, where we have downtown businesses kind of sponsor and bring in a local artist. And then there's always art for sale, live demonstrations. There's going to be some live street music, food and drink all over the place. So it's a great chance for people to get out and shop and even get ready for Mother's Day weekend if you're one of those last-minute shoppers.
So are you still looking for artists, aren't you?
We are, yeah. We've had the sign-up up for about a week now. We've got about a dozen local artists on there so far, and we could use about twice that many. So we're, if you're a local artist and you're interested, contact me or contact the DDA, and we'll get you hooked up.
To get my crayons back out, I guess.
Hey, I will find a place. Yeah, crayon art is a big thing. Don't kid yourself.
I bet you would.
You know it.
How about Farmer's Market? How's that lining up?
Well, it's going great, actually. Our Farmer's Market manager is hard at work, kind of getting in touch with our usual farmers and our usual vendors, and also looking at a whole bunch of new ones that have expressed some interest late last season and this winter and spring. So we're looking to open up either the last weekend in May or the first weekend in June. We always kind of wait and see how the weather's going to turn out. Obviously, early in the season, our farmers don't have as much grown yet. So we want to check on the spring growing season with them and make sure we open at a good time for them.
Yeah, how have the farmers done through this? I would imagine they're itching to get back after it.
So they were. Last year we weren't really sure if we'd have the farmer's market open at all. We ended up opening up, and it was a great season for us. We had a ton of people out. The farmers said, time and again, man, these weekends are really busy. We're doing really well. So we're pretty optimistic that people are going to come back out again. We've got some new vendors who are interested. I think it's going to be a good season.
Yeah, one of your, of course, big events are the car shows. What's going on with that?
Well, right now we're planning them. I'm a huge classic car guy. So, put any sort of a 66, 67 Mustang in front of me, I'm going to go kind of crazy. So, I'm getting pretty excited. We're looking at what we might need to do as far as COVID. And I think that's where those COVID numbers are going to dictate. Maybe we might have to, space the cars out a little bit, or we might have to have a mask requirement or a mask suggestion, or we might have to take up some more street space so we can spread the event out a little bit. But we're trying hard to have those events. The first one would be that last Friday in May, May 28th, I believe it is. Those are really popular events. They've been in downtown for so long. Everybody looks forward to them, me especially. So we don't want to miss another season if we don't have to.
Hey, I've been around a long time. That was, when those started up, that was a revelation downtown. I mean, it was hard to believe.
Well, yeah, I've only been in Jackson about 15 years, so I missed the start of them, obviously. But, everyone I've been to, and I don't miss them. I go to everyone. I take my kids down there. We walk around and grab an ice cream or grab a coney and walk around. But, man, they're just packed with people. Everybody's having a great time. And the cars that are down there are just, they're exceptional every year.
Yeah. Spectacular.
Yeah, so, we're really hopeful.
So the month of May sounds like it's going to be fairly busy for you.
You bet, yeah. We've got our art walk early. We'll be planning our first first car show, working with the JSO on some possible street music on the sidewalks downtown, too. So we're trying to find some creative ways to get people out again in a safe environment. We've still got COVID. It's there, and right now it's getting worse. So, we're preaching to the choir. Wear your masks. Come down with your family unit only. Socially distance. Our restaurants, our shops, they're ready. They've got all those protocols in place. They've been ready. I have no doubt that it's safe to be out walking around. It's safe to come into some of these businesses as long as we're following the rules.
How are the restaurants doing, Cor?
Well, this reduced capacity doesn't help anybody. Running a restaurant's always been a tough business. Overhead is high, and margins are low. So carry out and take out has been a big thing for them. We're looking at expanding our sidewalk and our street seating, just like we did last year, where we closed off some parking spaces and opened up our sidewalk permits and let our restaurants kind of spill outside. That was really popular and really did a lot for our restaurants last year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the same. We're going to do the same thing all over again. That's our plan anyway. A good chance for our restaurants to open their doors, open their garage doors, welcome people inside and outside.
Probably tough to, I guess, plan any new events. You just want to get some of the old events back in.
Well, yeah, you know, we've got all the great standard events. You know, our cruise nights and our food truck Tuesdays in the park and our Friday film nights. You know, we're trying to host all those and get back to a regular slate. We're looking at actually COVID numbers dependent, of course. We're looking at a pretty big summer fest in mid-August, August 14th, actually. We're going to close down most of the streets downtown and bring in some new special things. We're working on a partnership with a local group. I can't tell you what it is right now, but in about a week, we'll be able to announce a really neat thing with this summer fest. We're going to bring a really popular event downtown that's been in Jackson for a long time. So it has potential to be a pretty awesome weekend if we can pull it off.
Well, there are more people living downtown, and there should be further expansion in the near future.
Well, you're right. We've got those new apartment buildings that have opened. Occupancy is on the rise. You know, once we get consumers back to work in their building and some other big employers down there, you know, the people will be back. We've got resident numbers that are coming, and you know, downtown it's the place to be. I've been saying that from the beginning, and the people in Jackson have been saying that for years, but I think now more and more people are starting to realize, man, downtown's really the place I want to be.
Yeah, and it looks good, doesn't it?
Oh, it's looking great. You know, our Parks and Rec crew is already out there getting plenty of beds spruced up. You're going to see those bulbs start to pop up, and the hostas are going to come up. We just ordered all of our hanging baskets for the light poles just about 10 minutes ago, actually, right before you called. So we're getting everything ready to go for the summer.
So go over the arts event one more time for us.
All right, so our art walk, our first one is in May. It's Friday, May 7th. It's Mother's Day weekend. And our retailers will be open with some extended hours. It's from 5 to 8 p.m., and there'll be local artists featured in each of those participating shops or restaurants. You know, we hope to have 20 or 30 artists out there, you know, selling anything from painting to ceramics to, you know, you name it, anything we can do. We'll have some live music. A lot of times our artists are doing these really great family-friendly demonstrations. They're maybe doing some hands-on things if they can. They're right there selling, inviting, you know, family and friends out to shop and eat and drink and look at some great art and just enjoy a nice evening downtown.
Artist wants to get involved, give you a call.
Yes, please. 768-6410. Call anytime and we'll get you on the list.
Beautiful. Hey, thanks, Corey. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Have a good one.
Yep, take care. Corey Mays, Downtown Development Authority.